Welcome to the IC Medan podcast. We are so glad and wanted to thank you for joining us today. If you want to know more about who we are, our service times and location, or how can you get involved, you can check our website at icmedan.com. We hope you enjoy the message.
All right. Are you guys ready for the last Sunday of the year? This is the last Sunday of the decade. That makes it sound even bigger, right? This is the end of a decade. So this is an important time. This is just a special message just for today. It's not a new series. That's why we don't have a video intro. This is just a message that I feel like God put in my heart for us for this moment and for this day. But can I draw your attention to something? How many of you noticed the confetti falling during worship? Isn't that awesome? When we invest in confetti cannons for special events like Christmas, it always more than pays itself off because confetti is the gift that keeps on giving all year round. I've noticed even today, I see more confetti up there. We'll probably be enjoying a confetti party till late in March at least. So whenever you see the confetti fall, just clap and woo, just have a little party for yourself. It's just going to happen randomly. I promise you, while I speak, more confetti is going to fall. If you just want to say, woo, just enjoy it. It's a party. And, you know, Riandi mentioned New Year's resolutions. I'm happy to report in 2019, my resolution was to lose 5 kilos. And now, as we get close to 2020, I'm only 10 kilos away from my goal. So I'm getting there. I think I went backwards. I don't know what messes me up, if it's the Coitiao, the Miache, the BPK, Siobak, Chasio. I don't know. I eat all of it. If you're here and you haven't had lunch yet, I just tortured you. I'm naming all the foods. You're like, how fast can the service get over? But let me feed your soul first, right? But anyway, I'm excited about this new year. I'm excited about finishing this year. 2019 is not over yet, right? We still have a few more days. So part of my encouragement today and part of why I felt like God put in my spirit this word of finish strong and strong focus is because I want us to finish 2019 strong. To have a strong finish, don't quit already. Don't already start looking at 2020. God can still do some amazing things in your 2019, right? So this message is for anyone who is wanting some change in your life. I'm speaking to people who want more in 2020. How many of you want more in 2020? Tell someone around you, I want more in 2020. I believe there's more for us. I'm speaking to people who want 2020 to be better than 2019. How many of you would like that? How many of you would love for 2020 to be better than 2019? Some of you may be thinking it has to be better because it couldn't be worse. Anyone just have a rough year? We had a rough year. I know there's people here that your 2019 was hard. But man, look at you. You're still here. We're still moving forward. Man, it's encouraging that 2020 is right around the corner. I believe it's going to be better. But I believe the word for us today is to finish strong and to start the next year with a strong focus. That's who this message is for. I mean, if you're already planning to end 2019 drunk and begin 2020 hungover, this message may not be for you. But this is for people who want more. You want change. You don't want the same old thing. You don't want to just, 2020, just another year. No, I believe this is so much more. This is not just another year. It's not just another decade. Man, this is a time God wants to do something in your life. He's ready for it. He has something, even today, right now, God has something he wants to do in your life, and all you have to do is say, God, I'm ready. That's all it takes. So what I hope today is, as I share this word from the Lord, that you will, in your seat where you're at, decide and determine in your heart to say, God, I'm ready for what you have. I'm ready. I want a strong finish, and I want a strong focus. 2019 isn't over yet. Some of you, like I said, had hard years. Maybe you suffered some losses. Maybe you experienced some defeat. Maybe you had some failures. I mean, this was a tough year for my family, but this is the encouragement. We are all still standing, right? We're all still here. I don't know what you experienced in 2019, but look, you made it through it. You made it here. We're coming up on the finish line. We all made it. We're going to finish strong. Whatever it was that you experienced this year, it didn't stop you. It didn't defeat you. It didn't put an end to you. You ever experience things that you feel like, this is it. Man, I can't get past this. Probably at least half of us faced something like that this year, and we all made it through. Man, that should build some faith. That should build some faith. Whatever it was early in 2019 or mid-2019 or maybe just a few weeks ago that you thought this is the end, this is going to finish me, you made it through. And so we can finish strong. We're going to finish strong. I was thinking this just yesterday when I was finishing up this message, I was thinking about when I was on the track team in high school, running in competitions and different events. I was more of a long-distance endurance runner. There's a little party. Woo! You're welcome, ladies. You're welcome. But I was more of a long-distance runner. You could probably tell from looking at me, I'm not a sprinter, right? I'm not that fast. I don't have speed, but I could do the endurance runs. And I would do like the 800-meter and then do the four-man relay. And I remember one time in particular, we loaded up the buses. We went to the school where the track meet was. And I mean, it was so exciting. All the different events and competitions going on, all the really fast guys doing the 100-meter dash and the people doing the high jumps and the javelin and all of the shot put, all the different events that are at track and field. And I did my solo run and did okay. I never got first place, but I was all right. And then we had the four-man relay. And I remember I ran my leg of the race and passed the baton. You know, if you've seen a relay, it has the baton that you pass. So I did my part of the race, passed the baton. The next guy runs and passes it. The next guy runs and passes it. Three of us had finished and passed it to the last guy. And that fourth man is running his laps to finish this relay. And man, something just happened and everyone passed by him. I mean, he fell back. He watched everyone pass, and he was looking at everyone from way behind, and something in him caused him just to give up. Have you ever been at that place in your life where it felt like everyone else is passing by you? Everyone else is experiencing the things that you were hoping for, but the race didn't turn out the way you expected? Or things didn't happen the way you hoped for. That's what happened to my friend. I can remember seeing him when suddenly he stopped running and just was walking. You know, you see people on the track, the racing court, when they stop running, they sort of just put their hands on their hips and just walking like this. It was over. He had stopped. He quit. He gave up. He wasn't even planning to finish the race. And the coach told us, go down there and tell him to finish strong. He told us, go down to the side of the track, encourage him, tell him to keep running, tell him to have a strong finish, tell him not to give up, tell him not to quit. And I feel like as I was preparing this, that what God put in my heart is that our head coach, if I could call Jesus that, sent me today to encourage you to have a strong finish, not to quit. Not to give up. No matter what you have experienced in 2019, we can see the finish line and we can see beyond that is another year and another decade. And I believe that Jesus wants me to tell you today to finish strong. Don't quit now. I mean, he's brought you too far to just stop running and just give up. And even if you're saved, even if you're going to heaven, even if you're a Christian, he's brought you too far to just settle for, this is the type of Christian I'm going to be. I'll just live this life. I'll go to church on Sundays, and that's it. And he has so much more for you. This isn't the time to quit. The goal is up ahead. Keep running. Life is not a sprint. It's an endurance race. And it's not about speed. It's not about how fast you can run it. It's about endurance and perseverance and determination. Matthew 24:13 It says, the one who endures or perseveres to the end will be saved. And basically, this verse is reminding us to keep running no matter what. No matter what, keep running, because it's not about speed. It's about perseverance. It's about endurance. It's about determination. In life, what matters most is not how you start. What matters most is not even the middle. What matters most is how you finish. And for every single one of us in this room, no matter how 2019 has looked, no matter how big you think your failures were, no matter how much disappointment you faced, we all have the opportunity today to have a strong finish. How many of you want to have a strong finish? Man, we're going to end 2019 strong. I have just a few verses from Isaiah chapter 43 that I want to encourage you with. And I was reading these verses 18 through 21, and I feel like God gave me a few points to help us and encourage us as we end this decade with a strong finish. Here's the verse. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it, or do you not see it? I'm making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. The wild animals honor me, the jackals and the owls, because I provide water in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland to give drink to my people, my chosen, the people I formed for myself, that they may proclaim my praise. Point number one is this: forget what is behind you. Can I encourage every single person in this room? God has brought you here today to tell you, forget what is behind you. Forget it. Man, if you're one of us that 2019 was hard, maybe you hear that and you're like, thank you, Jesus. That's not hard. I want to forget it. Maybe the failures, forget about those things. The times that you were disappointed, the things that didn't turn out the way you hoped or expected, God is saying, forget about the past. Forget what's behind you. Forget about all of those things. Man, forget it. Often in our life, Satan doesn't really have to do much work because we're our own worst enemies. We're our own worst critics. Many of you in this room today, you need to forget what's behind you because you're the one that keeps bringing it up to yourself. You keep beating yourself up about it. How could I have done this? How could I have failed like that? I can't believe that I did this. I hate that I caused that pain. I hate that I hurt someone. I hate that I didn't succeed where I thought I was going to succeed. Some of you, just the year didn't turn out the way you hoped or expected. You're not where you thought you would be at this point. And God is telling you today, forget about what is behind you. I don't care if it was years ago, the first of this year. I don't care if it was yesterday. God is saying, forget what is behind you. Forget about it. Don't dwell on it. That's what we normally do when we're torturing ourselves. We dwell on it. We keep it living or dwelling in our minds. We keep thinking about it. God's not thinking about that about you. So he wants you to stop thinking about it. Don't dwell on it. Don't keep thinking about the former things. If you failed this year, so what? You know what happens when you fail? You learn something. Every single one of us this year that failed in some area, we should have gained some wisdom. How many of you gained some wisdom this year? Man, I learn a lot more from failing than success. Anyone else like that? I don't like that that's how it is, but it's often how it is. When we fail, we learn something. When we fail, we gain wisdom. When we fail and we're able to keep going, our faith increases. So if you've had failures this year, I believe that's what's happened to you. The other thing is when God is talking about forgetting the former things or forgetting what's behind you, right before he said this, he was talking about a miracle that he did. He was talking about when he rescued the people. He talked about something awesome that happened. And even in that context, when he's saying, hey, you know this great thing that I did? Forget about it. So God's not telling you just to forget your failures. He's telling you today, forget even the successes of yesterday. Why? Because he has greater things for you tomorrow. That's why else would God say, hey, Remember this great thing I did? Forget about it. Why? Because there's greater things. God has greater things. Forget the failures, even forget the successes. God has greater things ahead for you. He isn't finished with you. He's focused. He's focused on you. He's focused on working a plan out in your life. The second point is this: believe that God is going to do something new in your life. Believe that he's going to do something new. As we leave 2019 and go into 2020, believe that he is going to do something new. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 17 through 19 says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here." Could everyone say, "The new is here"? The new is here. That's what I love. It's not something we're waiting for. If you are in Christ, the new is here. That's why I'm telling you, if you want God to do something new in your life, all you have to say is, "God, I'm ready." All you have to do is open your heart and say, "I don't want 2020 to be just like 2019. I'm ready for something new." It's here. It's here. The new is here. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ. And here's some really good news: not counting people's sins against them. Man, that's a good news for all of us who are sinners. Every single one of us are sinners, right? And the new thing that we received through Jesus was forgiveness. Our sins aren't counted against us anymore. If you're in Christ, you're forgiven, you're redeemed, you're accepted. If you're in Christ, these are the new things: guilt-free, shame-free, fresh start, new life, a clean page to start writing a new story. Everything is new. The new is here. And it ends and says, "And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation." God wants to do something new in your life. It's ready. All you have to do is be ready to receive it. Man, I can feel it. I believe that God is going to make this the best decade you've ever experienced. Maybe that's what I should do with my weight loss program. Instead of have the resolution to lose 10 kg in 1 year, maybe I should spread that out over the decade, right? Lose 1 kg per year. By the next decade, I'll hit my goal. Maybe that's what I'll do. But I believe it. Man, this could be your best decade. That's what God wants for you. I can feel it. I've been so excited this week thinking about finishing this year strong and starting the new year with a strong focus. I know it in my spirit that great things are coming. I can feel it. I'm excited. I've got a bigger vision, a bigger focus for the future, for the church, for my family, for myself. Man, I'm ready for this. Are you guys ready? Are you ready for what's coming? Believe that he wants to do a new thing in your life. The third point is this: trust that God is making a way for you. In those verses in Isaiah 43, it says that in the wilderness he makes a way. Even in the wilderness. You know, the wilderness is a place, it's dark. In the wilderness, it's easy to be lost and confused. And God is saying, even in that place, I will make a way for you. I don't know where it is that you need a way in your life, but God is saying, I'll make it. If you've been in your life in a place of confusion, he's saying, right there in the confusion, I can make a way. If you have felt lost, no purpose, no reason for life, you don't know what life is all about, he's saying, right there in that lostness, I will bring a way. I will bring purpose. Put your hopes and your dreams in his hands and trust him. And that's all you have to do. Believe he's going to do a new thing and then trust him to make a way. Put it in his hands. You have hopes, put those hopes in his hands. You have dreams for 2020, put it in his hands. Don't try to do it on your own. He knows the way. Stay near to him. Let him guide you. Man, life is so much easier when you take your hands off the control and say, "God, guide me and direct me." I did that in my life years and years ago. If we hadn't done that, we probably would have never ended up in Indonesia 16 years ago. But when we took our hands off and said, God, you guide us, we end up in this great country. We get to know all of you guys. We got to experience planting a church. This would have never happened if I didn't take my hands off the controls and say, God, I'll do whatever you want me to do. And if you do that in your life, you're going to see things that you never imagined were possible. Believe that he's going to make a way. Trust him. Put it all in his hands. Number four, have faith that God will provide for you. That's the other thing he says. In that wilderness, in the wasteland, he makes streams in the wasteland, in the wilderness. In a wasteland, there's nothing. I mean, there's nothing. It's just a wasted land. It's dry. It's dead. Nothing can prosper. Nothing can live. There's nothing good about a wasteland. And the scripture says that in a wasteland, he will provide. God says, in the wilderness and in the wasteland, I will provide water for you to drink. That means if you're living in a place where you feel like, man, I can't make anything happen. I keep struggling and striving, and the dreams I have aren't coming true, and my hopes are not being received. They're not being revealed. Everything that I'm running after, I'm not seeing it. You have to trust him as the provider. Have faith in God. Take your hands off the controls and say, God, I'm going to have faith that you're going to provide what I need. That even in a wasteland where nothing can make life come up, you'll make streams be there. Trust him. He's going to provide for you. As this year comes close to an end and the other one starts to begin, have faith that God will provide everything that you need. Everything that you need, God will provide it. He's going to provide it. The fifth thing is this. Let God be the one who refreshes you. I love this one. Let God be the one who refreshes you. When he talks about those streams in the wasteland, those streams in the desert, that he puts it there so that his people, his chosen ones, can have a drink. That's refreshing. God is saying, I will be the one who refreshes you. Let me be your source. Quit looking to other things for refreshing. So many times as humans, we look to other things for refreshing. Temporary sources. God is saying, hey, for 2020, let me be your source. Come to me for refreshing. Even in the wasteland, even in the wilderness, I'll make streams be there. I'll make you prosper. I'll make the success. I'll bring the provision so that you can have a drink and be refreshed, and I'm the source. I believe in 2020, prayer is going to be a source of refreshing again in your life. I don't know about you, but man, sometimes in life, it's hard even to pray. Have you ever experienced that? Sometimes it's hard. You want to pray. You know you need to pray. You know you need that time with God, but sometimes it's just hard to pray. Sometimes it's hard to make time for the most important things. You want to have devotion with God, and it's hard to make the time. Sometimes reading your Bible, it's difficult. Anyone else, or is it just me? Sometimes it's hard. You open it up, I don't even know what I just read. The next day, you don't even open it up. But I believe in 2020, when we look to God as our source for refreshing, prayer is going to become refreshing for you again. The Word of God is going to be refreshing again for you. Just making time to sit in his presence is going to be refreshing again. If that has become a wasteland for you, God's going to bring it back. Streams in the wilderness. Something to drink. Refreshing where things have become dry. 21 days of prayer and fasting is coming up on January 6th. Why am I telling you this far ahead? Because we live in the land of the best food in the whole country, right? We need preparation. I don't want to tell you next Sunday, hey, tomorrow we're fasting. Whoa, that's hard. Then you're thinking, what am I having for lunch and dinner? And you're trying to eat too much. So I'm telling you a week in advance, January 6th, the fasting will come up. And let me tell you this, even the time of fasting is going to be a refreshing for you. That's what I find in my life. It's refreshing. It doesn't seem like fun at first, and it isn't. It doesn't seem exciting at first, and it isn't. But I'll be honest, at this time in my life when fasting is coming up, I am excited because I've seen what happens when we pray and when we fast. This entire church started from prayer and fasting. When we started January 2014, we were doing 21 days of prayer and fasting. There was no church, there was no dream team, there was no nothing, just my family praying and fasting for 21 days. By September of that year, we launched the church. And when you take some time to pray and fast, God is going to refresh you. He's going to bring streams up in your life. You're going to see amazing things happen. Prepare yourself. And the prayer nights that we'll have here every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, the one word that is always described during that time is refreshing. During those 21 days, Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, we'll be here from 7 till 8 p.m. And all we do is just come in here, sing a couple of songs, and we just sit in God's presence and talk to Him. I don't preach again. It's nothing like that. It's just you talking to God. You can sit. You can walk around. You can dance. You can swing from the lights, whatever you like. It's all sorts of different people here. But it's just about being with God, and it is refreshing. I'm looking forward to it. The final point is this. After all of that, after God has forgiven you and He's told you, forget about all of that. I'm not thinking about it. Forget it. When He's saying, hey, the things ahead are so great, don't even think about the great things I've done. I've got greater things. When He does the new thing, when He makes a way, when He provides, when He refreshes, He says that it's so that they may proclaim my praise. The final point is tell others what He has done. Tell others what He has done. All of these things God is doing for you, it is for you, but it's also so you can go to someone else who is giving up. Like my coach told me, hey, go tell them not to give up. Go tell him not to quit running. Go tell him to have a strong finish. The finish line is there. All of these things God is doing for you, every single bit of it, it's for you, but it's also so you can go tell someone else so they can finish the race, so they can come alongside us and run, so they can have purpose, so they can be accepted by God as we are, so they can receive forgiveness. So all of these things, so God will make a way for them as well. He'll be their provision, their refreshing. He said, all of these things that they may proclaim my praise. Proclaim His praises. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. It says, but you are a chosen people. Can you turn to someone around you and tell them you are chosen? You are chosen. I have a brand new hoodie that says chosen on it. I was just afraid to wear my hoodie because it's Sunday. I wear a dress shirt. I'm just saying. Maybe if I had told you in advance, I'm going to use the word chosen. Maybe I could have worn my hoodie. You are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession. Can you tell someone you're special? You're special. Every single person in this room is special to God, that you may declare the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His wonderful light. He's called you out of darkness. He's telling you, hey, 2019's almost over. Have a strong finish. Have a strong focus for 2020. And we're going to end strong. We're going to begin with focus. I can feel it. Man, my focus is renewed, recharged, enlarged. I've got a focus and a vision for this next year. I'm ready. Are you ready? Are you ready for what's coming next? Would you stand with me, please? I'm going to read one more scripture. Then the worship team is going to come up and lead us in a song as communion is passed out. I wanted us to end this last Sunday of the decade, last Sunday of the year, finish it with communion. Finish it with our minds on Jesus and begin the next year with our minds on Jesus. Let me share this last scripture as an encouragement. Romans chapter 8, verses 31 through 35. It says, what then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? Can I tell you this, that There is nothing that can stop you in 2020. With what's coming ahead, nothing can stop you. Nothing can get in your way. Nothing can keep God from fulfilling what he's going to fulfill in his life. Nothing can stop his plans. Nothing can stop his purposes. Nothing can get in the way of his provision or his promises. Nothing. What can stop? If God is for us, who can be against us? No one. Who can stand against the Lord? No one. No one will. Who can stand against the King? No one. It says, he who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. God has justified you. Everyone in here who you've put your faith in Jesus, you're chosen, you're justified. Who then is the one who condemns? No one. Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of God? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? The answer is given in verse 38. It says, for I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Nothing can stop you, and nothing can separate you from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. Let me pray for you. Father, I pray over everyone that's here today. Lord, the words we read from your scripture, Lord, the points that you placed in my heart from those verses, I speak them today as a declaration over your people. Lord, that we will forget what's behind. We won't dwell on it. Lord, believing that our past is forgiven, our past is redeemed, and the things that are ahead of us are greater than the things behind us. Lord, we believe that you want to do a new thing in our life. So, Lord, I trust that every single person in this room who right now is saying, God, I'm ready for a new thing. God, my heart is open, do a new thing. Every single person declaring that today, you're beginning that new thing in their life. Lord, you're going to make a way where they need a way. Lord, you're going to provide everything they need, and you are going to be the source of their refreshing. And Lord, as we experience those things, we're going to go and tell everyone about it. All over this city, our family, our friends, our neighbors, all over the city of Maidan, a light will be shining in us. We're going to run alongside those who are struggling and lost, those who have given up, and we're going to tell them, hey, keep running. God has something for you in Christ Jesus. Bless your people today, Lord. Let our light shine. Lord, let us have a strong finish for this year and this decade, and let us have a strong focus for the year ahead. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
This is the end of the message today. Thank you again for listening to our podcast.